there. Welcome to Carrie's Heli Tech Tips. I'm your host, Carrie Snyder. And this is the 20th of January. Today, my main topic is going to be flight controllers. Going to start off is, what is a flight controller? A flight controller is what stabilizes the helicopter. They do have gyroscopic stability for ascent, but they are very loose. They would flop around real easy. They are very difficult to fly without a gyro flight controller, whatever. Stepping back a few years, back to your flybarred helicopters, you had a gyro on the tail to help stabilize the tail. Further back in history, there was no gyro on the tail, but the head itself had a mechanical gyro on it called the flybar. And the flybar is just a mechanical device. Its only purpose was to stay level, and it would bring the aircraft pretty much back to level. It just constantly tried to do that. Pretty cool. I have flown without a tail gyro. It is a good skill to learn. You have a tail failure or whatever, it does teach you not to panic. I did fly a small 250 class helicopter without a head gyro. It had a flybarless head on it and everything else. I did hover that a little bit. But as far as this is going, again, me personally, I recommend a beginner start with a flybar helicopter. Very simple electronics, you learn how to set up the model correctly, and knowing how to set the model up correctly helps the flight controller at the end of the day to keep your to fly its best. So, there's a bunch of different types. Like I said, there's some that strictly just do the tail. There's some that do head tail only. There are some that do the head tail and also do throttle governing, whether it's electric or fuel powered. There's some that are proprietary to certain radio systems. There's some that are open to all radio systems. And the ones that are open to all radio systems are the ones I would pretty well recommend for a beginner in helicopters. If you're already established, say Futaba, you already established Spectrum or V-Bar or something like that, or even JR, I recommend, you're going to have a lot more telemetry, you're going to have a lot more programmability if you stick with your brand's flight controller. But that being said, you're not just stuck brand to brand that way by a lot of them. So what do you need a flight controller for? Like I said previously, they help stabilize the aircraft. You get into some of the more expensive ones, you can put GPS on them. You can do that, and they start beginning to have self-correcting abilities self-positioning abilities. You can flip a switch, and it'll hold its altitude. It'll hold its position. Again, those require extra sensors and a little more setup. For basic flight, 3D flight, whatever, a flight controller just helps take out the wind gust that will knock your heli out of position. It stabilizes a out of tune helicopter. If you got a blade that's slightly out of balance or whatever, it'll compensate for that to an extent. Your setup's just not right. You don't have to worry about trimming or nothing like that, like you would a flybar helicopter. The flight controller will just, when it takes up off the ground, it sees an error, it corrects for the error, and you really would never know the difference. So, like I said, a lot of different flight controllers have different features and whatnot. Start off on the basic ones. You got Spectrum and BeastX out there. They're probably the beginner flight controllers I would recommend to somebody. Very, very simple to set up. Computer-based programming. The BeastX doesn't even need a computer. They got a set of like 20-something LEDs on the front of the display, a single button. You click through the menus, you set it up. According to a little flash card, you're done. And they do fly very well. Back in the day, they used to come with a Spectrum receiver built into them. I don't know if they still do that or not. But those particular flight controllers, you can fly with any radio brand out there. The Spectrum flight controllers do have a PC setup software, but you get full benefits off those flight controllers if you fly the modern Spectrum transmitters that have the telemetry and all that, or they call it forward programming. You can fully set up their flight controllers through a Spectrum receiver or transmitter. And again, that comes into that integration that they're trying to keep you into their brand, that kind of thing. That's where they got their own line of speed controls, their own line of motors and stuff like that. And you start getting into that, you start getting a full integration. You can set up the speed control from the transmitter. You can set your flight controller and stuff like that. And you get telemetry. You get how many milliamps you used out of your battery. You get to see your RPMs. You get to see all that. I don't believe BeastX is offering any of that kind of stuff. Let's see. What would be the next one? I guess if you wanted to really kind of start getting into a proprietary flight controller, my next one, well, for a non-proprietary flight controller, it is obsolete, discontinued. You cannot buy one brand new. Is Spartan. Spartan will fly with any transmitter, minus a V control. Well, you can do a V control, but it's kind of pointless. But they fly great out of the box with just basic setup. All you need to do is turn down the rates just a little bit, and they just fly. They're great. Again, they're discontinued. It's a sad deal. I hate that the company left. That is my personal favorite. But moving up after that is going to a V-Bar. You can get a V-Bar Evo or Neo. Neo. Don't get the Evo. The Neo. And you can run any transmitter you want on it. They do have a PC software to set it up, but to unlock its full potential, you need a V control. And when you get the V control and link it to its system, it is 100% fully programmable. You can set it up from scratch, all from the transmitter, from the V control transmitter. And it's not a bad system. And it's not for everybody. Me personally, I don't much care for their transmitter. The flight controller's not bad. It's a little pricey for what it is. I think they could drop the price about $50 to $100, and I think it'd be about right. Personally, just my opinion. And then after that, it kind of starts stepping up, getting a little more complicated. You got the Spirit system. You can run any transmitter you want with it. They do offer one that is pretty well linked to a Jetty, and you get full features with a Jetty transmitter. That's pretty cool. I've got a buddy that flies one. He set up a geofence deal, and he set it for an altitude. And if he dropped below that altitude, the helicopter would correct itself and go back up. And it was pretty sweet. I don't know if he had any extra sensors or whatever put on it, but I've yet to fly a Spirit myself, but I wouldn't mind trying one. Let's see, the next one would be a Bavarian Demon. They are a pricey flight controller. To my knowledge, you can run any transmitter you want with them. They're not a proprietary system. They do have a PC software to set them up. I hear they fly very well. Again, I've not had the chance. I've messed with one of their earlier flight controllers in a scale model. But after that, I don't have any experience with them, but I do hear they're really good. After that, another pretty much a proprietary system is the Futaba system. They got a 755, a 760, and now a 770. And the 760 and 770 are fully locked to Futaba's modern transmitters. I can't say nothing for the 755. I just don't know their flight controllers. But from what I can tell, all the programming and everything's off. Coming off the transmitters now, and so it kind of locks you to their equipment. But if you started in Futaba, that's a good thing. I mean, you already know their programming language. You know how they set things up and whatnot. Whether you go proprietary or not, that's kind of just a personal decision. Is it a good thing? Yeah. Is it a bad thing? Not really. But like me, I mean, I fly quadcopters, I fly airplanes, I fly everything. And if you have a bunch of proprietary systems, you're going to have three or four different transmitters laying around just to fly your different models. And me personally, I like to have a single transmitter to fly all my models. And you know, that just kind of makes it a little easier for me in the hobby. That's just my opinion. Oh, I forgot about a flight controller. It's pretty well new. There's multiple manufacturers for this system, but it's basically taking quadcopter flight controllers and putting helicopter-specific firmware on them. And they do take an experienced quadcopter / helicopter person to set them up. They're more on the advanced side of the RC hobby. But the good thing is you can fly any transmitter you want with them. I've got three of them in flight right now. They're doing very well. One of them needs a little bit, quite a bit more tuning, but it's getting there. It's at least flyable. But it's called Rotor Flight. They got a Nexus. They got a Fly Dragon. There's a couple of different brands. They do say to look up the reviews of them before you buy one. Like the Fly Dragon and the Nexus are probably the top ones to get. I hear others have like slow processors and stuff like that, and they get glitchy and people have problems with them. But as far as like V-Bar, the Spectrums, the Spartan, the Axon, stuff like that, I'm more than willing to help you. If it come to one of the V-Bar flight controllers, I would have to reach out myself and get external help on those. I will give it a try, but I'd have to sit down with YouTube University and learn how to do it and whatnot. But I think that's going to wrap this one up for flight controllers. If you have any questions, just reach out to me and I'll do my best to reach out and find the answer for you. But right now, the only events I've got that's popped up for the 25 flying season is a spring fun fly in Alexandria, Louisiana, which is going to be April 26th, and at Alexandria Model Aviation Association. And that is at 6400 Essler Field Road in Pineville, Louisiana. Their pilot fee is $20, and they are fixed wing and rotary wing. So that's kind of cool. Good people at that club. I flew with them whenever I lived in Marshall and stuff, and met up with them in South Louisiana events and stuff like that. The other one is a South Louisiana event. It's May Day. This fly-in has been going on for a very, very long time. It's probably one of the oldest fly-ins I can think of. It is in Sulphur, Louisiana, just south of I-10. It is May 3rd and 4th, and that is the Lake Area Radio Control Society. And their address is 7036 Larksfield Road, Sulphur, Louisiana. Their website is www.larksrc.org. Their pilot fee is $35, and this will be a helicopter-only event. And every once in a while, we get a couple of pros show up to this thing, and it's pretty fun. In fact, one of the pro pilots, JC Zankel, helps run this event. And he is a handful of knowledge. He is one that I would probably reach out to if I needed FATABA guidance. He's very big into historic helicopters and stuff like that. And he's just a cool, awesome person. And I enjoy flying it with him and learning from him. So with that, I'm going to close the show. And if you need to contact me, you can reach out to me at CarrieSnyder@yahoo.com, Carrie Snyder on Facebook, or CarrieSnyder442 on YouTube. And I hope y'all enjoy this. I hope y'all getting a lot out of it. And let's get out and fly. Y'all have a good one.